Good morning, Living Well.
Morning.
Hello, Pastor John. Was it a quick trip back? Oh, good. Good morning. Come on in, everybody, and have a seat. And if you're at home, have a seat, too. We're happy to have you this Sunday morning at Living Well. Thank you for joining us online this morning, as well as here in the house of the Lord, right down on beautiful First Street in Dixon, Illinois. I have a couple announcements for you. And I had to put things in my hands because I tend to forget. The alabaster boxes, anybody have them at home?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So keep filling them up. And when do we turn these in? Sometime in the future, we will turn these in. But put them in somewhere, maybe like if you're like me, you might find some change in your pocket during the wash. So you might stick it there and put your change in there. Just one idea for you. Here, I'll just give you that, Carter, okay? And then the stewardship committee has made plans for the rest of the year, and there's calendars at the back, on the back desk by Todd. Wave at us, Todd. So everybody knows who you are.
Yep.
And for each month, there's something that we can join in on. It's evangelistic and fun. They painted kindness rocks and put them all over town, and people have been finding them, and they say Living Well on them, and some of them have the website on as well. It's very exciting to see these rocks get turned up, because you know what? If we don't worship, the rocks will cry out.
Right.
And my last announcement is next Sunday at 4 o'clock at Dan and Shelley's, there's a pool party. That's the 30th at 4 p.m. Please bring a dish to pass, a lawn chair, swim attire, no bikinis. Okay, guys, so no bikinis. I don't want to see any men in those. And your own towel. The stewards have... I already read that part. Anyway, so please join us next Sunday if you're able at 4 o'clock at Dan and Shelley's. If you need the address, just give them a holler. It's easy to find. And will you all join us in worship in just a moment? I'm going to read you a verse first. How can I repay the Lord for all his goodness to me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. So we're watching each other, right? But we need to help each other out too. So stand with me now and help me worship, please.
Yes.
Will you guys take just a second and turn to your neighbor
and
say... It's important to me and to God that you're here today. Thank you for coming.
Your gaze be lifted up. Tell everyone how great the love came down from heaven's gate to kiss the earth with hope and grace. Sing, who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. Lift up your hands, be lifted up. Let the redeemed declare the love. And we bow down at heaven's gate to kiss the feet of hope and grace. Who is this King of glory? Strong and mighty. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty.
There is one God.
There is one God. He is holy. There is one Lord. Oh,
So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. For the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the sinful nature. They are in conflict with each other, so that you do not do what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under law.
My heart, oh God, may I Started, I guess, around 2005. Our group had been meeting for probably 6-7 months, and this Laundry Love idea came up, and I said, well, I'm just going to throw it out to our group and see what they think.
We kind of talked about this a little bit, and he kind of mentioned some things about this thing called Laundry Love, and I'd never heard it before, and you know, he kind of explained to us what it was all about, you know, going out. We were going to try and find a laundromat that would allow us to come and do laundry for people.
We said, hey, let's just run with it. You know, this is a great idea. It's a great way to love on our community, to give some of the blessing that we've received, give that back to the community as well. Basically, the last Saturday of the month, we show up here. It's mainly our small group, our little community group, and we bring a jar full of quarters. Anywhere we may spend $50 to $75, and we just kind of go through and just pay for laundry for people. No questions asked, you know, no requirement. Show up, and we're going to pay for your laundry.
My favorite part is watching the faces on people when you ask them if you can do their laundry, and they look at you like, are you nuts? You know, why would you do my laundry? There's always a catch. Here there is no catch. It's, we're doing it because we want to do it. We're doing it because we like doing it. We actually, we love meeting the people. First night we were in here, we sat here for 30, 45 minutes before anybody showed up. And then all of a sudden a lady came in and she started bringing more and more laundry. We said, well, we've got the money, let's just help her. Before we knew it, we had done 15, 20 loads of laundry for her. And just had a great time talking with her, enjoyed, you know, she was talking with all of our group. And towards the end of the night, as she's finally finishing her drying and getting things wrapped up, she said, you know, you don't know what a blessing this has been for me. She said, I came in here and I had, I think it was $20 in her wallet. She said, I put up laundry for the whole month just because it's either do laundry or feed my kids. She said, so I've been putting off laundry. Here, it's not about me. It's about the people that walk in here on a nightly basis on a Saturday night when we come and do laundry love. You know, all of a sudden, I'm not thinking about my world anymore. You know, what my problems are. You know, it's focused on them. You know, we may have 5 people in here that we help. We may have every washer and dryer full. And either way, we come out of here. I just come out of here just overjoyed with just being able to help people and show them some compassion and love. When it came to our small group situation, you know, we're actually practicing what we're either being preached or what we preach. In a lot of cases, that's a rarity, you know. I mean, you can do it once, you can do it twice in a year. We do it, you know, 12 times a year.
People in our group have come to realize that we are called to share love and to go out into the world. It's not that we're gonna get together in our holy huddle in our living room and meet every week. So it's just great that the people in our community group have, you know, caught that vision as well, that they wanna be out reaching the people and caring for their needs. And that's kind of where Laundry Love came from.